have a good break?
Yeah, went down to Tassie and caught up with mum and dad, so some good country air, and also, funnily enough, had a 20-year reunion with a team down in Tassie, and probably about 11 p.m. at night, there was a fair bit of mayonnaise on what we're talking about, so no, it was a good freshen up.
What about the players, they come back nice and fresh for the second half
of the year? Yeah, most of them tried to get home and also get out of the city, so we encourage that. And also just try and get away from people. So that they had a good mental freshen up and they're ready to go. They've trained well this week.
Did you have a look back across the previous 11 games and take something away from that?
Yeah, we did a strong review process and got some focuses moving forward. We think a big thing with this group is focus on consistency quarter to quarter. You look at the Geelong game a few weeks back and the first 15 minutes they were really on top of us and the last 10 they were on top of us. But for the majority of the game, it was, you know, it was game on. So those two 10-minute periods in that game. And then against Sydney in the third quarter, we had some shots on goal. And the back end of the third quarter, again, a 10 or 15-minute period, they hit the scoreboard and that was pretty much the deficit. So we're concentrating on consistency quarter to quarter. The other thing is, because we've had so much change, we're looking at our players are thinking a lot on the oval because they're learning the systems and they're learning to do it with fresh faces. So the back end of the year gives them a chance to try and turn that into more of habitual behaviour, where it's a habit, where they don't have to think about it, it becomes more automatic. And that's important for us in the back end of the year, consistency and turning system into habits.
So is that about then sort of repeating the message rather than introducing anything very new?
Yeah, you're right on point there. Our coaches in the review, you know, when you look at footy, there's so many areas that are dissected, but making sure that the key points stay the key points over a period of time so it becomes a habit and then you add the next layer. You're right on point there. We've discussed exactly what you said.
So you're saying that you're a bit closer than perhaps the results would indicate?
No, I'm just saying that we're growing. The result can blur where you're at and you can get all really emotional just based on a loss. And it's important with this group we don't. We keep finding the wins. And in many of the games, there's been some really consistent performances. And I mean it for a block of two quarters, but then a 15-minute patch or a quarter hurts us and there's the game. There's a couple of outliers to that, though, of course. A couple of games where that didn't apply, but we've found that a bit.
Levi obviously helps a lot up front. Great to get him back.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Levi, Charlie and Paddy Kerr in the same team. Three guys that can all catch the ball and lead up aggressively. So, you know, their patterns is an example of what we need to turn into habits. And that comes with time and working together.
You guys have had the bye and Freo haven't yet. How does that sort of affect things going this week?
No, they played quite strong footy last week against Adelaide and I think they've got a good mix of young talent coming through. You only had to witness that last week, but they've also got some old and more experienced heads around them and you only got to look at their inclusions. You know, they've got Sandlands who is a man mountain. They've got a Brownlow medalist coming in Fife. We know what he's about and a running machine in Hill. So I think they've got a good mix and they're growing their list really well under Ross and it's going to be a challenge, but one we're looking forward to.
Can you see comparisons then between the two squads in regards to, I guess, you know, the timing and where you're looking to be in the future, but where you are now?
I can see some similarities, maybe in that middle age bracket of 22 to 25. There might be some discrepancies in our list compared to any other one, but I can see some similarities, yeah.
Chris has had obviously an outstanding first half of the year, but he looked quite sore in that last game against the Swans.
Yeah.
Is there a way of sort of nursing through the second half of the year, or he just goes about his business the way he does and he's going to get...
I don't know how you nurse anyone in AFL footy, to be frank. Once you're on the oval, she's game on. And Cripper loves it. If you're talking about our ability to rotate him out of there and move forward, we do that with more midfield depth, of course, but we manage Cripper during the week exceptionally well and making sure that we're taking no risks. But I think it's really difficult to manage a Patrick Cripps on game day. what are you going to tell him to do? Keep away from the contact? It's an impossibility. He'll play like that for the rest of his career. I can understand the questioning because we haven't got a lot of people rotating through the midfield. But wherever he plays in any position, you can't hide Cripps the way he plays. He crashes in. So,
do you have to look after him a bit then, or is it maybe just perception from the isn't so accurate that he did look a bit banged up?
No, he had a corky. He was sore in that game. Yeah, he definitely had a corky, but that's right, and he's ready to go. And we look after all our players during the week, but game day, it's the game's so random, it's hard to control. How do you control collisions? That is what it is.
Yeah, I suppose the question is more about he just moving forward the years ahead. He needs help, doesn't he, in there in terms of just to ease the load in some sense.
There's no secret in that age bracket of our list build, that 22 to 26 year old, we haven't got a lot in that space. We've got a lot from 18 to 21. It's really young and talented, and we've got some older heads that have been around that you've seen over a number of years. So over time we've got to build that, so that's a given, but in terms of the way he plays, it's really difficult to change. How do you change the way Joel Selwood plays or Luke Hodge?
And that demographic, sorry, for instance, the only way you can bring that in really is to trade for it. And of course, you'd been hanging on to your picks.
Yeah, well, hopefully been really clear on this list build. Like, we were at a position as a club a few years back where we needed to go to the draft, and the plan was, which we haven't deviated from, is go to the draft. So we've had now three solid drafts, in our opinion. So that's building the underbelly of youth and talent at the right time and with the right deal. We're open-minded to trading now, and that was always the plan. But one, it's got to fit your salary cap, it's got to fit your plan, the type of player. It's just not a scattergun approach, because we need to make decisions for this football club that are in the long-term interest, not just the short-term. And I suppose the best example for everyone to understand on that one was the Gibbs situation.
We'd like to build up individual duels, like one-on-ones. Can we expect to see Cripps and Five guide it?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're in and around the contest at stoppages, and, you know, without it being a direct one-on-one battle, they're rare now unless there's a tag going on. So you'll see that from time to time. So, you know, you've got a Brownlow medalist and an up-and-comer. Who we know just loves collisions, so that'll be exciting to watch. You're going to see two different type of ruckman in this contest as well. You know, you've got, as I said, he is a man mountain sandlands versus more of a running ruckman, which will be intriguing to watch in Cruz. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to the contest. I'm sure they are as well.
That's right, it's 150th. What have you made of what he's made of his career, especially this the Blues?
Yeah, well, you take your hat off to Wrighty, the way in which he's come along and invested in our club, and he is in that middle tier age bracket for us, and that was important around so many young forwards. His wisdom, and he really does invest in the kids. And I'll give you an example of why he's so giving. As little as you see it on field, but he just does simple things like goes to the lost dogs home in his own time and walks them and wants to invest in community type things. So that's the character you're talking about with Wrighty. So in part of bringing our club along, he's done that fantastically well. And the other bonus is he hits the scoreboard. So it's been a great effort.
Getting a couple back through the VFL this week as well. Gary Pickett looked like he was going to have a big impact on the side in the pre-season and got injured. How important is it going to be when he does get back, and how far away is he?
No, really important. He had a fantastic JLT series. You just see his blistering pace, and he's a difficult matchup. He doesn't have to touch it much to hurt you. So on the eve of round one, he broke his wrist. So this is his first game back. We'll just assess and monitor his build in terms of workload, first of all, and then his form, and then at the appropriate time we'll bring him in. But he'll add a different layer to our mix. But he's got to earn that right. It's just not given to him now. But he's worked incredibly hard with Matt Bode, and he's in good condition. He's worked hard because with the wrist he could still run pretty quickly.
do you see opportunity in the second half of the year? On, I know you won't look on paper, but there's a series of winnable games coming up, so it's obviously very important for the growth of the group to capitalise.
Yeah, well, if we're in a situation to capitalise, it's important because it just gives you that feel of unity and progress and energy. You get that from the win, but we won't be just defined by it. And I've said before, the two big ticket items for us is consistency, quarter to quarter. We want to be measured on that. And also, because there has been so much change, we want our players to just feel the system both offensively and defensively, so it becomes a habit, less thinking, more automated. So they're the big things I want to look at in the back end of the year.
Yeah, the ultimate validation, I suppose, are the wins, aren't they?
Well, wins are a fuel, but there's winning at a footy club without the scoreboard, depending on where you are in a build. It doesn't mean that we're absolving ourselves from it, but we can get very caught up with that's the only measure of progress. It's one that you get a good feel from, but it's not the only measure. In time, though, that becomes more and more pointed. It has to, because clubs are in positions where that expectation is stronger and what's required.
How's the skipper tracking?
Yeah, coming along well, Murph. So, you know, he's getting some good kilometres out now. So he'll build and, you know, in the next few weeks we'll make an assessment. But, you know, again, he's been a big loss for us, Murph, because one, sets us up structurally, and then his decision-making with ball in hand helps you to complete plays.
Still looking at two to three?
Yeah, it'd be about that range. It's one of those ones that you can't just lock to, yeah. But we're hopeful about that.